They knew our defense. They knew what we were standing on. They knew we were talking about the law. And what I continuously stated was that in the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, this is Gustavson Lake Part 2, in the sense that we're asking for the exact same laws to be addressed. We're asking for international recognition and not just recognition, but respect of our Indigenous rights to this land, that the state of Canada has usurped our jurisdiction. And they knew that I was giving them a choice, that they were going to demonize us, and they were going to criminalize us, or they were going to try and somehow deal with this in a peaceful manner. Because if they were going to go down that road and promote that image up on a mountain of crazy Indians with guns shooting at cops, then we were prepared to give them that exact same story. And they know that. They know that by what they found in the camp after they cleared it. They knew how serious we were, that this mindset, this injustice that's being created upon us, it's just too much for some of us to bear anymore. It's too much for us to look our kids in the eye and say that, yeah, I'm going to lay down today and I'm going to let all this encroachment go on. I'm going to let them roll right over my children's rights. And then, you know, some of us, we don't even have grandchildren yet, but I'm starting to see that more. I'm starting to see my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren standing there. And they're going to be saying, what did you do after you knew all of this? What did you do after you knew our history? When you knew that people, our people, died for this exact same issue. They stood up in total fearlessness. They stood up without any inhibitions, without any reserve. And they preserved it so that you could stand there. And what did you do about it? What did each and every one of you do about it that knew that there was something wrong with the system that they call colonialism? What did you do about it? Did you stand up? And they know that right now, there's some of us that have that residual emotional effect, whatever you want to call it, left over from these conflicts, these armed conflicts, that some of us are, I'm not saying myself, I'm saying some of our veterans of these conflicts, they're walking around. I know because I've talked to some of our brothers that have been involved in these intensive conflicts where the arms have come out. In a lot of cases, the rest of Canada doesn't even know how volatile a lot of these situations are, and that when the media comes around, the guns are put away. The explosives are put away. The C4 is put away. Because we're still clinging to that hope that there can be some kind of peace in this land. But we're coming to a time right now where there needs to be some kind of addressal, or needs to be some kind of movement on the ground where our people can look forward to saying that yes, even in a post-Oka and a post-Gustavson Lake era, there is some kind of reconciliation that has taken place here. And we're still committed to a peaceful process, that we still haven't exhausted all of our peaceful avenues yet. But that time is running out, and we're sitting here looking. I was in a situation last week where the RCMP raided the house, and they come running around the corner, and they had both their 9mm drawn on me, and they were from here to my video camera away, and there's no way they were going to miss. I was staring down the barrel of two 9mm, and the police were hollering at me, and I was telling them to get out of there and put their guns away, and they wouldn't do it. But yet their arrogant mentality today is that they own this land, that they can go anywhere and do anything, and regardless of the laws that are being cited. When they decided to put those guns away and pepper spray me, that's when I decided to lay down on the ground and say, okay, I'm going to live to fight another day here. And when they had me in the police car, my friend went over there and he was saying, do you have a deed? Where's your deed? This is the statement that come from Gustafson Lake. They were asking for the state of Canada's deed, and we still continue today. That's kind of like a little mini slogan that we have. It's a residual from Gustafson Lake. Where's your deed? We asked the Queen, where's your deed? Do you have a deed to our house? Because if you don't have a deed to our house, pre-1846, you have absolutely no, in what they call legal terms, jurisdiction. This reconciliation process has only got one thing in mind, and that's the complete theft of 95% of our land in an international legal context where even the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties apply. They've met their prerequisites in signing treaties with our people, and as long as they can prove that there were no, as long as they can sweep it under the carpet that there were no referendum processes in place for these elected leaders to have a mandate to negotiate, and the fact that only 10% of the indigenous population shows up to endorse that referendum, as long as they can successfully sweep that fact under the rug by all international standards and definitions, they've signed an internationally binding treaty with our people, and that's when they've succeeded. But I'm here to say that I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that we can allow that to happen, and if we're forced back into a Gustafson Lake situation or another situation where I don't really hope that it comes to another intense situation like what was here in Montreal, but sometimes some of us have to leave in defense of our lands, and we understand that. Sometimes some of us don't make it through that storm. And if we have to take it to that level again, and they know we're thinking like that, like I said, because of what they found in that camp last September when they arrested us, they know where our mindset was that day, and we were on the verge of saying, how do we deal with this? Have we exhausted all peaceful means? Do we fire a shot that is heard around the world? And for me, that was a really hard position not to take, because sometimes I felt like a chicken shit when I was led off that mountain in handcuffs and leg chains, because I knew that I could have taken it to another level. And yet I've had people sit down and talk to me saying that we're still going after that peaceful resolution though. And what you guys did, it just happened that way and it was meant to be, and you have to continue to move forward.